The Story of Grandma Snowflower, Huron Books. This is Grandma Snowflower. She's 92 years old. If life is a painting, Grandma Snowflower remembers many of the colorful scenes adorning its canvas. As a child, Snowflower liked to hide in the corner of the plum tea house owned by her mother and listen to stories and ballads performed in the local Sujo dialect. Above there is heaven, below there is Sujo, with gardens inside the city and rivers beyond.
Bravo! Bravo!
Bravo! Bravo!
Bravo!
Bravo,
bravo.
Shouted the audience. Snowflower's family were all women. Her mother intended to find her husband, hoping that one day she could run the plum tea house. But Snowflower didn't want to take over the plum tea house, and she especially didn't like the man her mother chose for her. Recruiting! Nurse training program! Snowflower was drawn to an advertisement in the newspaper. She secretly signed up with dreams of leaving home and going to Taiwan for the training. Snowflower was accepted into the program, testing higher than all the other applicants. With great excitement and some butterflies, she went to tell her mother the good news. "Where is Taiwan?" her mother asked.
"I don't know exactly, but it's only for a few months."
"Well, I guess it would be good for you to see more of the world." Her mother was hesitant, but in the end granted Snowflower her wish. Snowflower arrived in Taiwan of 1949. Her dream took a drastic turn. Taiwan and Sujo had become two hostile worlds, and Snowflower could not even send a letter home. The nurse training program soon turned into a military school. Snowflower had to rise at the crack of dawn every morning. Suit up, exercises, target shooting, crawling in the mud. Every day, she went through the same routine. The dream of reuniting with her mother was now a breakaway kite, flying further and further away. In the military school, they had the same meal of cabbage and eggplant every day, though occasionally they were given beef cooked with soybeans. Her only uniform was made from a flour sack. But Snowflower didn't mind. She believed that the army would soon be returning home to Sujo. As time went on, however, the hope of going home gradually faded. Snowflower settled into her new life in Taiwan. After graduating from the military school, Snowflower was accepted into the music department of a local university, aided by the solid musical foundation she had gained while in Suzhou. After university, Snowflower got a job, got married, and started her own family. She lived in a bamboo fence village with other military dependents from mainland China. Walking around the bamboo fence village, she would hear dozens of different dialects from all over China and taste all kinds of different foods. On the first day of the new year, Snowflower's husband went out to visit some friends. Ding dong! Every time the doorbell rang, Snowflower told her kids to keep out of sight.
Mom, why do we always have to hide when guests come?
Her youngest daughter asked. So they won't give you any red envelopes. As Snowflower's husband was promoted to general, the children's New Year more often played hide-and-seek. Even though Snowflower was in her 50s, she had a youthful heart and looked much younger than her age. She liked to take her daughter to the movies.
Mom, I have midterms tomorrow. I need to study.
Oh, you've studied enough. Let's go have some fun. But at night, Snowflower often hid alone in the study. She wrote and wrote, as if the letters could somehow carry her back home to her mother's loving embrace. Finally, in 1987, the Taiwan government allowed its citizens to visit their families in China. Snowflower had been waiting for this day for 40 years. When she arrived in Suzhou, however, she found that time had not been kind. Her mother had passed away. The Plum Tea House was no more. From some neighbors, Snowflower learned about the sad and lonely days prior to her mother's demise. When Snowflower returned to Taiwan, it seemed she'd grown old overnight. Her face bore the weight of great sadness. Another 30 years quietly passed. Grandma Snowflower was getting older and frailer by the day. 2 years before, a fall had left her with a broken hip, and she now spent her days in bed. Her memory had also begun to decline. One day, Grandma Snowflower shared with her daughter an exciting discovery. Her mother hadn't died after all. She still looks just the same as before, she said, beaming. If life is a painting, all of the heartbreaking scenes appear as empty space. For Grandma Snow, chose to adorn her canvas only with memories that were beautiful and good.